Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show. Today, I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Don DeFranco, public affairs for the Pensacola Interstate Fair. I guess the fair is coming up pretty soon.
It is coming, and it's starting to have cooler weather, and so, you know, it's starting to feel like fair time as always.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to it every year. This is our 89th year. And so we're just, it's just amazing we get to do this every year. It's such a staple of the community, and it's just something that everybody looks forward to. And it's really cool because generations get to teach it to younger generations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is what I did when I was a kid. I went right here and rode this same ride. And it's just a lot of fun.
It is. I've been there in the past. It is a lot of fun for the family. Encourage people to go. Tell me the dates.
This year we are October 17th through the 27th. So that's next Thursday. And we're going to kick it off with Dollar Day. Everybody gets in for a dollar. All the rides cost just a dollar. So that is something you definitely don't want to miss out. And we'll get into that in just a little bit, talking about the different specials and all the ways to save and come and enjoy the fair. But yeah, that's a huge day.
Mm-hmm. I bet it is.
Yeah.
Fair schedule, I'm sure you have each day cram-packed full of events.
We do, and before I forget, I want to say all this information can be found on PensacolaFair.com. Mm-hmm. That's our website. Obviously, you can also go to our Facebook page to get up to the minute information. But we try to make every single day some kind of discount or some kind of promotion that you can come. We would love for people to be able to come to the fair two or three times, you know, and just enjoy one day to ride. You know, one day to eat, one day to ride. That's the way you say it. Trying to do it all on the same day just mm-hmm. kind of doesn't always work out that well for you. But no, like I said, we've got, you know, our list of specials like we usually have. There's so many. I mean, we've got, you know, our Dollar Day, as I said. We've got Kids Days every Saturday. Each Friday night is Midnight Madness, where you get in and you ride everything for $30, beginning at 8 o'clock. Mm. We've got our Senior Citizens Day. We've got, the last day of the fair is like a last blast, your last chance to come enjoy it. You know, things are cheaper on that day as well. So there's so many things to do. We've got a Manna Food Pantries Drive. That's something we've been doing for about 9 or 10 years now on that Wednesday, October the 23rd, if you bring in 3 cans of food, you get to have $3 off admission, and as well as helping the community and helping those. And it's just in time for Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah.
So that's a great promotion that always works out well.
Helping out a great nonprofit in the community.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So talk to me a little bit about the entertainment that's going to be part of the fair.
Well, every year we rake our brain and just try to do the best we can do. It's gotten fairly difficult. A lot of people don't realize, but our board's been involved, especially this year. We've put some great stuff together, some good retro acts, but also some newer acts. And of course, I have to mention the very first night of the fair, we're kicking it off with a Cat Country big lip sync battle, which mm-hmm. is always one of our favorites. And that is a good time no matter what.
That is October 17th.
It is, yes, sir. Next Thursday, October the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so entertaining. You can hear that booming all over the Midway. No matter where you're at, you can just hear that, and it always draws a good crowd.
And people are competing for bragging rights or other prizes?
You might have to ask Brent about that.
Okay.
I get it on the schedule. I don't know a lot of the rules, but I know they've been building up to it for quite a while.
Okay.
So I believe there is some kind of prize.
Yes, perfect. Right?
But we've got Aaron Tippin coming, some big country acts. Aaron Tippin, Chris Jansen, Easton Corbin, Neil McCoy. Something really interesting we've got this year is a duo called Twitty and Lynn. And these are the grandchildren of Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn.
Oh, wow.
And they perform together, and they play a lot of the classic songs.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have a few originals that they do. But we have gotten so many phone calls about that.
No kidding.
Yeah, and at first I was thinking, well, okay, that looks unique. That looks interesting. But mm-hmm. but man, the phone has been ringing a lot about that. We've also got a Jimmy Buffett tribute act called Bluff It. White Tie Rock Ensemble is going to be playing some Tom Petty and Lynyrd Skynyrd. And we've also got one of the American Idol finalists, Tristan Harper, is going to be out there. Mm-hmm. So, as I said, PensacolaFair.com, there's a wide list of all the entertainment acts that we're going to have on the stage. All those shows are free with admission. into the fair. So you pay to get in, you get to watch the show for free.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will call and ask, can we reserve seats? You know, every day when we open up, you can go straight to the stage and reserve a seat that way. We don't do it in advance.
Okay. Do they just throw a blanket down, chairs down? How does that work?
I've seen many things. They just lay down and, but yeah, typically I would imagine if you just, you know, put your stuff there, hopefully nobody will come take it.
Mm-hmm.
But, we've also really got some really good attractions as well, if I can mention those real fast.
Yeah, go ahead.
We've got returning again is our Sea Lion Splash, which is just something that's so fun. The sea lions do just amazing tricks, and the kids love to come watch that. We've got field trips that come, and they watch that, and it's just we just get so many requests to bring it back each year. And we've also got our Cirque Maceo, which is an acrobatic stunt show in this giant, beautiful Italian tent.
Mm-hmm.
They also have some horse riding from time to time as well. So I don't know if they're going to do that this year or not. They always try to change it up.
I had a chance to see that too, actually.
Did
and
you?
The performers
beautiful.
Come out beforehand and talk to you a little bit.
They
before
do.
The show kicks
they
off. Do. So that's really awesome.
I mean, they've got very comfortable seats. It's an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. You think, oh, it's just a big circus tent, but no, it's really upscale.
Yes,
there.
It is.
It's nice. And we've got our Reno's Reptiles. He always brings a good selection of reptiles. You can, if you pay a little bit, you can actually handle some of the reptiles. And I like to watch that one from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get too close on that.
Yeah, the year that we went walking through, I saw a snake. I stayed away from it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. They have this giant tortoise that walks around, and he's got this big balloon that he's got tied to him, and so that way they can find him, because he just kind of meanders through the building, and so they go, where's he at? And then they just look for this balloon that's kind of creeping around through the air. But we've also got this thing called Jelly Ball Mania, which is coming this year. It's a big inflatable arena, and it's kind of like laser tag, same
okay.
kind of thing. You shoot these little water pellets that they don't hurt, but it's like a much lower scale version of paintball.
Hmm.
And it just, they dissolve right away. They don't stain your clothing, but there is a little bit of a fee if you want to play that, but that's something really neat and interesting that we had the opportunity to get, and really excited about that.
That looks like a fun activity for the kids.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. But like I said, PensacolaFair.com, there's so much going on, even with our livestock department. We've got, Sunday, October 20th, we've got the cow costume and the prettiest cow contest, which is really neat because they do like a theme, like a Star Wars theme. You know, like the steer will be Chewbacca and the handler will be Han Solo, that kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, they do Marvel. It's Disney stuff. It's all kind of fun. We've got a youth steer show Monday night and Tuesday night. We've got the big auction on Wednesday night, the 23rd. I hope to talk about that again in a minute to give you a little more detail on that. But that's an amazing opportunity. The public is welcome to come and enjoy that. So,
all right, perfect. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there?
Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about Amendment 4, the ballot initiative that would enshrine in the Constitution a right to an abortion. We also talked about Santa Rosa County Commission meeting deciding to fund the District 1 Medical Examiner's Facility to an additional $800,000, and had a really interesting conversation with Sheriff Chip Simmons about these families who cry about their babies that were little angels that were involved in these criminal shootings. Do the families know that they were bad? Find those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guest today, I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me is Dondi Frankel, the public affairs person for Pensacola Interstate Fair. That is coming up very soon. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the auction at the fair.
Absolutely. So this is one of the highlights that the fair has done for as long as I can remember. I'm about 50 years old. I think it's been going on forever. But all year long, we've got these amazing young people who raise a steer strictly for the purpose of taking them to auction, and they spend all year long, you know, learning responsibility every morning before school, feeding, taking care of them. It's while other kids are out there playing video games or sleeping in, or, you know, these kids are out there working, building a strong work ethic, learning responsibility, as I said. And this all culminates on Wednesday, October the 23rd at 7 p.m. We have our livestock auction, and we have all types of people from the community who come, you know, big businesses will come and participate, but anybody who wants to participate can come and just sign up and have the auction, and you can go in together. And just, it's a great opportunity to fill your freezer, so to speak, but it helps the kids. All of the money, I think actually 99% of the money goes right back to the child, so they can put it towards their education. They can put it towards, you know, getting ready to have another steer the next year. Most of these kids have been doing this year after year, and I mean, it's their whole world. And so it's amazing. That's one of the focuses of the fair that we always try to do. It's a focus on education, a focus on community, and livestock is one of the two or three main pillars of the fair that has always been ever since 1935. As along with the exhibits and the amazing array of exhibits, that's what the fair used to be. Mm-hmm. Was just the exhibits, the livestock, and the people in the community coming together just to show off the things they've worked hard for and the gifts and the talents they've had all year long. Mm-hmm. So before there was rides and funnel cakes and all those kind of things.
All good stuff.
That's what the fair was about. Absolutely.
Yeah. My niece actually did that up in Michigan every year. She raised a cow and had to get up early. And you're right, it teaches them a lot of responsibility.
Well, it's my hat is off to them. I should probably have my kids doing that. But I'm a city boy.
Yeah.
But I would also like to talk about, you know, this is a great opportunity. We've still got up through next Wednesday, our half price tickets are on sale. We call them our super savers, and it's something we do every year. And it's an excellent opportunity to get our normal admission for adults is $14, but you can get these tickets for $7 each. They're for sale on our website. Child ticket ages 4 to 11 are half price as well, on sale for $3. And the ride wristbands are $5 off as well. So it's a great opportunity to save. You can use these any night you wish, one use only, but buy as many as you want. Use them whatever day you want. And it's just a great way for, like, if you got a group of friends, you all want to come out together. You know, a lot of businesses will purchase some of those to say thank you to their workers and their employees and volunteers. There's just so many things they can do. But it's a great way to save money.
And people can get those online and at the door?
You can come to our office at the fairgrounds right now and purchase them outright. But the main way to do it is on PensacolaFair.com.
All right, perfect. Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about the vendors.
Well, we are booked up as always. We started back in April, and we filled up close to late summer. And so everybody wants to be a part of it. We've got all kind of things. We've got, you know, all the exotic food. One of the main ones is Mama Jane's funnel cakes, which this year she's going to have a tequila lime funnel cake and a abracadabra funnel cake, which with blue raspberry and Pop Rocks. So
oh, nice.
That's kind of a tradition for those who follow the fair. Yeah. Is every year, what's she going to have? But I mean, we've just got all kind of exotic food. Like I said, you know, you want to eat one day and then ride another day.
Mm-hmm.
But we probably have close to 95-100 different food vendors and goods and service vendors that are out there scattered all over.
Mm-hmm. So you have corn dogs, you have pretty much everything?
Absolutely. We have Pronto Pups, definitely. We've got five different Pronto Pup locations. You know, Italian sausage, some of the best pizza, New York-style pizza that you'll find.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you can think of it, it's anything fried or that can be put on a stick, it's probably out there somewhere.
Yeah. In the past, I know there were some art exhibits that were part of this too. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. We've got three beautiful exhibit buildings, and we've got dozens of exhibits that are there. You know, photography, art, student art, wood carving. This year, we have a new exhibit. Actually, we've got winemaking. Kind of displays the process of winemaking. We're not serving wine, but we've also got the Code Ninjas, which is an organization here in Pensacola that helps children with science and robotics, and they have an exhibit as well out there. We've got the beautiful car show, which that always draws a big crowd as well to see all these beautiful cars that have been restored. And it's not just classic cars. There's modern cars too, and Harley Davidsons and side by sides and. It's really neat.
As a Wisconsin guy, Harley Davidson, right up my alley.
Absolutely.
So there's also a fair coloring contest?
There is, for a couple more days. That's another thing that we've done forever. If you go to our website, there's a coloring contest tab, and we've got three different age divisions. That way, you know, three different difficulty of pictures, and you can. It's just a PDF that you download, print out in color, and then you can drop that by our office through this Thursday. And we have some awards for that. But that's just a great way to get the kids excited about the fair. You know, they all start talking about it. The fair's coming. But another thing that I wanted to, mentioning the kids, I wanted to make sure we talked about is that in the February, we put out our scholarship program. Every year, the fair gives $30,000 in scholarships to kids who participate or show a cow or show a steer, excuse me, or enter art or in some way volunteer, some way involved in the fair. You know, that makes them eligible for a fair scholarship. And so check our website in February. Most people don't think to do that, but it's available for graduating seniors. So the parents are definitely really excited. Yes, by all means, look into the scholarships, but we try to get the word out, but this is a great time to put it on people's radar as well.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea.
Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be on the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Dondi Frankel from Pensacola Interstate Fair and talking all things Pensacola Interstate Fair, which is coming up very soon. Parking, what do people need to know about that?
That's a good idea. We have lighted and paved parking that's monitored by security for $5. You pull in, you pay as you go ahead and park and pay as you exit. Mm-hmm. That's something that typically fills up on the weekend. So you want to try to get there early when you can. And speaking of security, I want to just give a shout out to the Escambia County Sheriff's Department and Sheriff Chip Simmons. They're always so good to help keep everybody safe in the community, and we couldn't have a fair without them. So I just wanted to say thank you to them. They always do such a great job out there keeping
Absolutely.
Us safe.
Absolutely. Let's talk again about opening day. What day is that? And
next Thursday, we've got Dollar Day. All mm-hmm. rides are $1, and the admission is just $1. So it's a great opportunity to kick off the fair. All of our information is available at PensacolaFair.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is linked on our website. And also throughout the year, if anybody has any events or concerts they want to put on or buildings they need, we do rentals all through the year. Mm-hmm. And you can just call our main office, or again, there's information at PensacolaFair.com. That's something we try to be a resource for the community in any way we can.
I know the community Shred-a-thon was just there recently.
Yes, it was. Exactly. Yeah.
So definitely reaching out to the community and trying to do those events, mm-hmm. like you said.
And at Christmas time, we do big caring. We make our facilities available for Channel 3 and caring at Christmas, toy drop-offs, all those things. We're happy to do that.
All right, perfect. Well, once again, the website?
PensacolaFair.com.
All right, Dondi Frankel, Pensacola Interstate Fair. Thank you so much for joining us today. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, have a great day.
Yes, sir.